One thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Please be seated. Well, this is the last time for me to stand in this pulpit and to preside at this altar as rector of Christ Church in Shrewsbury. The psalmist asked if he could remain in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. Well, for me, some days it does feel as if I have been here my whole life. But other days, it feels as if it was only yesterday that I arrived here in Shrewsbury and began this wonderful journey of faith alongside of you. Some of you have been here with me from the beginning. You were firmly planted in this place from before the time of Mother Lisa, and that was a long time ago. So, if you happen to be on the search committee who selected me, or the vestry who elected me, would you please stand up and remain standing, whether in the choir, at the altar, in the congregation? If you're on the search committee, stand up and stay right there. I hold you entirely in my debt. I think you made the right choice. And I give you a round of applause. Now, if you were a member here at Christ Church when I arrived, I would like to ask you to stand up too. You have put up with me for a very long time. Thank you. You may be seated, but you know the Episcopal Church is known for a little liturgical gymnastics where you're going to get your fill of it this morning, up and down. For if you have ever held a position on the vestry during my tenure here or served as deputy to convention or clerk, treasurer, assistant treasurer, please stand up. If you have ever been a member of the Altar Guild, an acolyte, a lector, usher, greeter, please stand up. If you have taught Sunday school or confirmation class, been an EFM mentor, or been a student of any of these things, please stand. That includes any kids who have been in the Sunday school. If you have led or participated in GFS, ECW, Daughters of the King, the men's group, please stand. If you have been a member of one of our choirs or a member of the Altar Guild or led those choirs, please stand up. If you're one of the clock winders, coffee hour host or hostess, please stand up. Very important ministry here at Christ Church. If you have participated in any of our outreach ministries, such as Crop Walk, Covenant House, Toys at Christmas, Coats During the Winter, Backpacks for the New School Year, Martha's Covered, or any other of the many ones we've done, please stand up. And if you've served on any committee or worked on our fundraisers, please stand up. Some of you haven't had a chance to sit down, have you? Is there anyone? You may be seated. Is there anyone who is not standing? Well, if any of you did not stand, then I'm assuming that perhaps you happened to wander in as a visitor this day, or maybe you arrived within the last year or so and haven't yet found your niche, or perhaps you're under the age of 5. If so, you get a pass. So all of you who stood up, with those who get a pass, please stand. All together now. And let's give yourselves a round of applause. You are all standing because you are Christ Church. And now please be seated, and you'll remain there for a while. This is my last Sunday. It is also the day of our annual parish meeting. I hope I have made my point, because there was a point in what we just did. I shouldn't have to say anything more. My point, I may have been called to lead this congregation as the priest and rector, but you are the church. You were Christ Church before I came. You will be Christ Church when I am out the door, and what a wonderful Christ Church you are. I have solid evidence of this. Mother Susanna, formerly of the bishop's staff and who will arrive tomorrow as your new priest, has been in almost every single parish in this diocese. She knows which ones have it going on and which ones do not. And she is thrilled over the moon to be coming to Christ Church. She jumped at the chance when she heard that I was leaving, for she has been here, she has preached from this pulpit, she knows who you are, and she is excited about what she can do alongside of you because you've got it going on. I have more evidence though. Last week I was looking and getting ready for the annual meeting at statistics in the Episcopal Church. I'm going to tell you what they are for the year 2024. 2025 are not yet into the church office yet. Across these United States and our affiliated dioceses, the medium average Sunday attendance is 38 people. Surprising. Not so robust as congregations all over are still working on rebuilding after what I call those COVID years. Our ASA, average Sunday attendance, is higher than average in 2024. It came in at about 52. It's one of the challenges that stands before you, drawing in new people, fishing for people, as the gospel today tells us. But you're in a healthy place with a great church school primed for families with children. So get your fishing poles out and get going. Which brings me to the next statistic. The median age in the Episcopal Church overall is 60 years old, which is pretty much who we are. We have a slightly higher number of people under the age of 60 than over the age of 60, but I still think it is far too lopsided. Mother Susanna, who is nearly 20 years younger,